Doing the Sidra Dorot, we're up to the year 2000, or I'm sorry, more accurately, 1996, 4 years before the year 2000. Peleg passes away. Avram is 48 years old, and this is 340 years after the flood, after the Mabul. And it says in Seder Olam Rabbah, he quotes other midrashim, but really the Seder Olam Rabbah writes that the year that Peleg passed away, that's the year that we had the great divide, the Dor HaPaloga. And he brings another midrash that says that Hashem caused a great flood, maybe a tsunami. We have a history that there were different tsunamis. There were different times that the waters just came over the ground and flooded, as we saw earlier, a third of civilization. So here, 30 families. So all of humanity was 70 families. That's almost half of civilization. So you figure they were left with 70. So a third of civilization, again, goes down the tubes. And in the days of the Palaga is when the city of Hebron was built. Hebron. Haver. They were all united. Hebron. Now, when Avram was 48 years old, the Medrash Tanchuma says that's when Hashem made the Bris Ben Absarim with him, which is a machlokas really, because other Midrashim say when he was 70, the Seder Olam Rabbah says. That's how it ends up being 430 years. That gives us a phenomenal perspective on the test that Avram Avinu had, because that means he's 48 years old, and Hashem promises him a son. And when does he in fact get that son? More than double that age, 52 years later. What a promise. What a muna you have to have. Hashem tells you it's coming. It doesn't say when. 52 years he lives with the promise. He quotes another very interesting medrash here. On the top of Har Livanon, whatever that is, Lebanon Mountain, there is a beautiful house, and in that house, Hashem did the Bris Ben Absarim with Avram Avinu. That's interesting, because Pashup Shat sounds like it was outdoors. A vulture comes flying down. It doesn't sound like it's in a house. But he quotes this from a sefer called Glilos Eretz Yisrael. Don't know where he got it from. Okay, back to the Palaga. So there's this great divide. Everyone gets scattered. And they're scattered in all four directions. Every family had their language, their land. They built cities, and they gave the cities their names or the names of their children. The sons of Patros and the sons of Kasluach married one another, and from them came out the Plishtim, Azatim, Gidorim, Gatim, Ikronim, five families. And they built cities after their names, Azah, Goder, Gat, Ekron, Plishtim. The sons of Canaan built 11 cities together with their surrounding territories, and he says that's beyond count. And four people went from the family of Ham, and they went out to a land he calls Eretz HaKikar, and the names of these four kids were Sodom, Amora, Adma, Utzvayim. And they built four cities, which they named after themselves, Sodom, Amora, Adma, and Tzvayim. And then Canaan had a son named Chivi, who had a son named Chur, who had a son named Seir, and he went and he found a valley opposite Mount Paran. He built a city and he settled there with his seven sons, and he named the city Seir after himself. And that is the land of Seir till today. So although Esav was Seir, but there was a man named Seir, and he had his family there in Seir. Now, Ashur, the son of Shem, went with his family, a large family, and they found the valley, and they built the city of Ninveh, Rehovotir, and Kalach, etc., Resen. The sons of Aram built the city of Utz, in the name of their eldest brother, Utz. and this was 2 years after the tower. And then Bela went out from Nineveh, and he built the city opposite Sodom, and he named the city Bala. And that's the land of Tzoar. And each of these families appointed their king. And Bezrat Hashem tomorrow, we'll learn about Nimrod.